There was a time in my life when I owned 4 cheese graters, and I rarely even eat cheese. There was the box grater, the microplane, the weird flat one with the ergonomic handle designed by Satan, and there was one shaped like a cow. You want to see the state of someone's soul? Don't look at their face. Open their junk drawer. Mine had 3 broken flashlights, expired batteries, a bunch of random cables, ancient cell phones, and a chocolate-stained, at least I hope it was chocolate, handwritten note that said, "Start over." I have no memory of writing it. It's funny how we keep all this crap just in case. Just in case what? Society collapses and we rebuild civilization with IKEA Allen wrenches and expired soy sauce packets? The truth is, we don't just keep it just in case. We keep it because throwing it away feels like admitting defeat. Like admitting that we were wrong to buy it in the first place. And if we were wrong about that, what else were we wrong about? Everything. Probably everything. So I started getting rid of stuff. Fast. Mercilessly. Old clothes, extra plates, that weird gift from an ex I kept for reasons I still don't understand. Gone. All of it. And what I realized, once the dust settled, and there was a lot of dust, is that I didn't miss a single goddamn thing. All right, so let's talk about why we do this. Why we drown in stuff and call it comfort. And I think it's because we've been brainwashed. Capitalism is a religion, and advertising is its scripture. And we are the faithful, kneeling at the altar of money and materialism, praying for meaning through objects and the dopamine they temporarily provide. You know, we're told from birth that more equals better, more friends, more likes, more success, more square footage, more followers, more shit. Don't feel good? That's okay. There's a product for that. Don't feel safe? There's an upgrade. Don't feel seen? Just buy something loud enough to shout for you. But here's the dark little joke. The system doesn't care if you're happy. It only cares if you're hungry, and not for food, for identity, for validation, for belonging. And you know something? It's never enough. You never arrive, because as soon as you buy the thing, the bar moves. There's always a better version, a sexier model. You are not a consumer. You're the product. Your attention, your data, your time, your dopamine. These are the real currencies now. stuff is just the bait. So minimalism, for me, it wasn't some cute Pinterest aesthetic. It wasn't about sparking joy or becoming the next beige influencer who drinks mushroom tea and judges your throw pillows. It was survival. Because when you finally see the game for what it is, when you realize you've been tricked into spending your entire life trying to impress people you don't even like, buying shit you don't need, with money you don't really have, it does something to you. Something irreversible. You can't unsee it. You can't go back to the mail, and you can't go back to the mall and pretend that a scented candle is going to solve your spiritual crisis. Minimalism in its rawest form is a middle finger to all of it. And here's the beautiful twist. Once you get out of the performative life, the curated clutter, the Instagram-worthy success story, you find something stranger and better. You find clarity. You find space. You find out who you are when there's nothing left to buy, no one left to impress, and nothing standing between you and your own goddamn brain. So if you're listening to this thinking, oh damn, I'm buried under so much crap and none of it feels like mine anymore, well, then there's a simple, few simple, brutal steps I can suggest. Number one, pick one item, throw it out. The one that makes you feel the most pathetic. The aspirational ab machine, the panini press, the shirt you bought for a party that never happened. You'll know the one. Number two, stop buying things for the person you want to be. Buy for the person you are right now. You don't need a better version of you. You need less shame and more floor space. Number three, sit with the emptiness. Literally, in a quiet room, feel the discomfort of being alone with yourself and stay there. It passes, and on the other side is something resembling peace. Number four, unfollow anyone who sells you the idea of more, especially if they're smiling and wearing linen. They are not your friends. They are digital salespeople in disguise. Number five, redefine wealth. For me, wealth is time, space, mental quiet, the freedom to say no. You don't need to be rich to have that. You just need to start subtracting. Now, I'm not saying you should live like a monk in a cave. I'm not even saying minimalism will fix your life. It won't. Your life will still be weird and messy and mildly to wildly disappointing. But you'll have some room to breathe. And in a world that profits off your suffocation, that's not nothing. That's everything.